Well, food banks are a familiar concept here in our country as a means to address food insecurity issues on a local and regional level. And according to Jeffrey Klein of the Global Food Banking Network, that same concept is now being implemented in many parts of the world as a way to combat global food insecurity.
If you go to many places in the world, food banking is so new outside the U.S. that you wouldn't see some of the scale, some of the mechanization, some of the obvious cold chain refrigeration frozen capacity in some countries because, frankly, they don't have the capital resources to make that available. But you'd see the concepts being very, very similar.
Klein says to date, the most successful food banks can be found in urban areas.
So it tends to be an urban model. It tends to be in countries that are large enough to present nice commercial opportunities for companies.
But Klein does note that recently more attempts have been made to create food banks in rural areas and underdeveloped nations, even though the model is a bit different than what Americans may be used to.
They tend to be very, very small and very localized. They're more along the lines, and we've seen this happen in some areas in Africa, where they really almost are community farms. And the villages get together, and they contribute labor, and they come up with a little bit of money for the seed, and they tend the gardens, and then they pick kind of together in a democratic way who are the most needy in the community, and they redirect that food to them.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.